are now going back on the conclusion we have all rightly drawn about the shape of the planet we live on. And by people, I mean idiots.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, this is Chrissy in 104. Yeah, I need maintenance.
Yes, ma'am, what's the problem?
I tied Jeff up by his penis and he's hanging from the balcony. It's turning purple. Can you get up here quickly?
I never said I was after a Bigfoot.
I'm after the all-you-can-eat Hardee's buffet. But they won't let me in since I don't have a body. Leave the fucking talking to a minimum. Wow, Discovery Plus, leave it to a minimum.
What's a minimum exactly? Is that 3 to 5 sentences? How many do you want in that minimum?
Leave it to a minimum. Yeah.
I just don't want to make anybody upset, so if we can get some clarity on that. Do you have a memo?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Greene. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. They keep coming, Chrissy. We keep making them.
It's not
for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. Go to the tcbpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. How are we not? How have we missed? How is it possible that we have not discussed Army fucking Hammer?
Yeah, I was.
Do you know
about
what
this.
The fuck is going on with this guy?
I was
guy?
Reading about it a little while back. It's bizarre.
I'm 15 minutes in to this Netflix, or is it not Netflix, Discovery documentary about Army Hammer called House of Hammer.
Okay.
I am 15 fucking minutes in, and I am highly disturbed.
Yeah,
highly
it's
disturbed.
Very bizarre.
He's a cannibal. He wants to eat people. He wants to tie them up and eat people. There's no fun to be made of this. But there's this one girl that he meets these chicks online and he starts
Instagram
intensely like love bombing them, right?
Yes.
Like every minute of the day he's texting them. This one girl described it, there was no possible room for anything else in my life because I was in constant communication with Army.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's fucking married.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
And one of the girls that he liked some photograph that she took, you know, years ago, Instagrams her.
Yes.
They start getting into a relationship and then he texts her the following. I have this fantasy that I'll tie you up in the middle of a park and you can be free to anybody that walks by.
Yes, I read that.
Like, to have sex with anybody that walks by.
No,
that's one
so
fucked
wild.
Up. That's wild. That's insane. Now, people have weird fetishes.
Yes.
Totally get it,
we've
right?
We've discussed them on the show before.
We've discussed all of them. I think we've covered every fetish possible.
We missed that one.
Yeah, we missed tying you up and letting you have sex with everybody in the park.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's insane. And then he's talking about cutting people up and eating them.
Yes.
Like he wants cannibalism is a fetish of his.
Yes.
This guy is like cuckoo. Ooh, ooh. He's out there, man.
I know. And it's a whole backstory too with like his family.
The Hammers were, they owned Occidental Petroleum, which was a $16 billion company back in the 70s when $16 billion meant something.
It was like trillions.
But all of the males in that family all have like these dark, twisted, weird, they're all
at least the dad and the grandfather.
Yeah. Why is it that the psychopaths always get rich? You know what I'm saying?
I
think you have to be a psychopath to get that rich. Because you got to step on people and lie, cheat, and
be
steal.
Ruthless.
Yeah, you don't get that rich without fucking stepping on a couple dicks. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You have to be an asshole to get that rich. Or if you're not an asshole to get that rich, you're an asshole once you get that rich. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But this guy is wild, man. He's wild. Now he's living in the Cayman Islands, and he's selling timeshares.
What?
Army Hammer is now selling timeshares. Of all the things that are weird about this story, this is it. He is literally the heir to a billion-dollar fortune. And he's living in the Cayman Islands selling timeshares at like a resort.
Okay. Strange.
Hey, do you want to buy a timeshare? Do you mind if I eat your toe? Is it okay if I eat your toe? I'll tell you what. I'll give you a 10% discount if you let me bite off your nipple. Just a nipple. One. I'll give it back to you when I'm done. So fucked up.
Yeah.
He's into this like Japanese rope tying. It's called
I've seen that.
Shakudo or something.
That was on the Netflix show, the Sex Room show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't watched it, but I know what you're talking
they
about.
They showed how to do that on there. And that's the
Shakudo or whatever it is?
Jeff and I were watching it.
Sudoku. That's Sudoku.
You do a Sudoku puzzle.
You do a Sudoku puzzle, and then you cut the circulation off to your left breast.
Jeff and I, when we were watching that, I was like, you know, I mean, that looks interesting. However, I feel like I would miss a knot or something.
And just kill somebody. Yeah. Jeff's like hanging from the balcony.
I know.
Sorry, hon. I don't know how to get you down.
I would feel confident in my knotting skills.
I can see.
Hi, this is Chrissy in 104. Yeah, I need maintenance.
Yes, ma'am, what's the problem?
I tied Jeff up by his penis and he's hanging from the balcony. It's turning purple. Can you get up here quickly?
We'll send the maintenance guys right away.
Yeah.
Maintenance!
You see how his dick's turning purple? What do we do about that?
Give it mouth to mouth. It's fucking weird, man. It's fucking weird. I don't get to violence in the bedroom thing. It's just never has been anything that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I understand it and I have friends who are into it.
Sure.
I one time lived with a dominatrix and what do you call a submissive? Like when I was in a band for like 2 weeks, we all lived in this house. I became their singer. Like, yeah, it was a band house. It was so bad. I mean, it was just like, it was a typical band going nowhere situation.
Right.
They were looking for.
It
I told you this.
The Grateful Dead.
Their
house in San Francisco.
It wasn't. No. It could have been had we had any actual people that wanted to listen to the music. It could have been those guys. Like the second they started playing music, they were filling arenas. It's crazy their story, right? That's just one of those like kismet type things. But they put out this newspaper. I told you the story. They put out this newspaper, like in one of those creative loafing. They put an ad. I showed up.
Yep.
The guy didn't expect me to show up. Then I sat around. I became their singer overnight, and they asked me to come live with them. And so I live with them. Basically, in 24 hours, I go from living in a corner somewhere to living in this band house. Well, the bassist had always was kind of dressed weird, like in some leather with lipstick and eyeshadow and painted fingernails. Back at a time when that was strange. Back at a time when that was not the norm. But I thought it was cool. But what I didn't realize is about a week in, his girlfriend, who was beautiful, would come in all dressed in like patent leather and I just started hearing noises in the back room. It was his house we all lived in. I started hearing noise in the back room. And the drummer, him and I were like sitting in the living room watching TV or something. And I'm like, what is going on with, Schnitzel Tits and his girlfriend back there? He goes, oh, you don't know. But she's a dominatrix and he's a submissive. So there's some stuff going on back there. We just kind of ignore it. We let it run.
Right. It is his house.
Yeah, it is his house. And so he would go to like the kitchen and she would have him on a leash. It was fucked up, Chrissy.
Yeah, I
was
like, a lot of people love that.
But they explained it to me. They tried to explain it to me what was going on. And I just never really got into it. It was never my thing. Like, I just never thought violence was a thing. I'm kind of a boring lover. I like a missionary style and tell me you love me and caress my forehead. I'm not into whips and chains.
Put somebody up on a walker.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not into Sudoku.
Yeah.
Sudoku's not my thing. I don't want you to tie me up on my dick. But Armie Hammer is all about this stuff.
Yeah,
and these women, I feel bad for the women. Yeah. The women, some of which.
They got roped in, literally.
Chrissy's on fire today. Look at that. They are on the documentary and they're sharing all of their messages back and forth. They're sharing all this information with the documentarian. And it is really fucking intense, some of the stuff that he said. He just love bombed the shit out of them and then turned into a monster like overnight. Like the second that he thought they were leaving, then he really turned into a monster and like kind of demanded that they start pushing the envelope with all these weird things that he was doing.
That's crazy. Well, mean, it happens. I've been love bombed before. And
me
it's
too.
Like, you
it's
know,
intense.
It is intense. Yeah. And then you get used to it and you kind of then are expecting that. And so.
Yeah, but then they yank it away.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like when you.
Goes off the wall.
Yeah, when you're in a relationship with an egomaniac, right?
Narcissist.
Or narcissist or someone with, borderline personality disorder. Yep. That's what they do. They love bomb and then they take it away from you. Then they love bob again and then they take it away from you. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think you're fucking nuts.
It does.
You're like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on here? I thought everything was cool.
You feel like the best person in the whole world. Like, I'm so loved and they can't get enough of you.
Yeah, then you like make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich the wrong way and it's a 15-day argument that's like super intense about how shitty of a human being you are. And you start to lose your sense of reality. It's really weird. So I understand what I kind of understand. I mean, I didn't go through this kind of violence and weird picadillos in the bedroom. But these girls really, they got roped in. Literally, they got roped in.
Yeah.
And so it's fascinating. You got to watch. I'm only 15 minutes in and I'm already like, holy shit, this guy is fucking fucked up.
I mean, I don't have Discovery Plus. It's the one thing I'm holding out on.
I know.
I've already now I got Peacock and Paramount Plus.
This TV alone is worth $7,000 a month.
Hulu. Yeah, like everything.
I paid less for the $100 for the 100 inch.
And we have cable.
You have cable too?
Yes, because Jeff likes to watch the Braves.
Oh my
God. So we had to get the channel that was only offered on cable.
I know. We're the same way. We got Disney Plus, we got Discovery Plus, we have Paramount Plus, we have.
I'll give you my login for Peacock. That's, any of them you would like.
I'd like Hulu is what I'd like.
Menu.
I want Hulu. You have Hulu?
I have Hulu.
I want Hulu. Yeah. I'll give you Discovery. I'll trade you my Discovery Plus for Hulu.
Sounds good.
And you know, my dad, love him to death. He has all of my logins, so his entire entertainment is just running on my login.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to stop that someday. Netflix is already yanking it away from people, which I think is
but
a horrible move.
You can allow a certain amount of users.
Yeah, you're up to five or something.
Yeah.
And you can, now they allow you to, I saw this last time I was looking at Netflix, like in my account services or whatever the settings, they say share your login with a non-household member, right?
Right.
For $1.99.
Yes.
So essentially, they have like this discount plan where you can share your login. You can give it to someone outside of your IP address for $1.99. I think this is a horrible move on behalf of Netflix. You know, Netflix is starting to talk about commercials inside.
Yeah, I saw the commercials.
It's really weird.
No
fucking commercials.
That's why we're paying.
It's like the first time I got serious for Howard Stern. Yeah. I was like, okay, now finally, I'm in Atlanta. I can listen to Howard.
No,
ad free.
Yeah.
And 4 hours
and
of talking.
And next up on the commercial break, here's our next ad.
This episode of the commercial break brought to you by SiriusXM. SiriusXM for all your. SiriusXM. You can listen to the commercial break anywhere, but SiriusXM.
Maybe we should actually get the TCB minus up and running.
This episode brought to you by TCB minus. Not yet running, but $4.99 a month. Maybe we should. But the thing is, I think we're about to hit some economic headwinds, and I think people are going to start shedding this shit left and right. And now they're talking about destroying HBO Max.
Yeah,
it's a whole fucking thing. Why would they do that? It's one of the best apps out there. Why would they
really
do that?
It really is. I know. Because they got bought. It was like Time Warner.
What a mess.
And this, that.
What a mess.
Yeah,
how did we allow Discovery to buy Time Warner? How did we allow that to happen?
I don't know.
How did we allow the people that brought us 90 Day Fiancé and Dr. Pimple Popper to take over the
HBO
that brought us some of the best television shows ever.
Yes.
And now it's going to all go away. And you know what the best part about HBO Plus is? Adult Swim. That's the best part about HBO. You can go back in their whole catalog.
Oh, I love Adult Swim.
Jesus, I'm like a 14-year-old boy who doesn't have any friends. I sit around watching Adult Stream. You know what the craziest part about Adult Swim is? They have like these, they literally have television channels on the app that you can only watch on the app or online.
Oh, okay.
And they stream 24 hours a day, and they're just fucking weird. They're just weird people doing weird shit for 24 hours. That kind of shit turns me on.
I love it.
I don't like the Sudoku tying up.
We've got a friend who works for Adult Swim.
Get us a show over there. Don't you think we'd be a perfect fit for Adult Swim?
Yes.
Or are even those watchers too mature for the commercial break?
You might be right.
Well, hey, listen, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
Hey, Chrissy.
Yes.
It's been a while, and we've had some, I saw some reviews talking about this, and then I got a couple of text messages, and okay. One of, Frankie B is certainly the person we talk about the most on this show. He's got the most episodes in commercial break history. I think he's up to 9.
Okay.
But right behind it, with 6, I think, is Mountain Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Monsters. You know the show. You know it. You love it. Chrissy and I just love this show. It's about
it's
a couple
hilarious.
Of, it's a couple about a couple of overweight hillbillies that run around
fields.
Run around fields with shaky camera views. Yeah. And try and find all kind of different monsters. You can imagine. Bigfoot, the Red Lady, the Timber Wolves, the Walking Wolves.
Paw Paw Popper.
Who literally comes at the call of a harmonica.
Yes.
I mean, this show is ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. It is one of the funniest satirical. If you watch it, I think as intended, which is a satire show.
Yes.
It is too fucking funny. If you're taking this seriously, you need to get a hole put in your head and get your brain drained because this is not real.
Yeah. They never find it. They never actually find it.
They have a shaky cameraman named.
far, guys. Come on.
Yeah, this cameraman who never.
I mean, this is bullshit, right? I mean, there's nothing scary out here. There's a Walmart right there. What are we scared of? I'm more scared of the Walmart than I am of this field. People get killed at the Walmart.
One of the things I've noticed is that the more seasons that come out, the more ridiculous this show gets.
Okay.
At first, it was almost...
Yeah, it was Bigfoot, you know, and they chased that down. There was a crazy wolf.
The whisper wolf. And then they had like the Timber Reds something in the West Kentucky.
Well, it's like content for us.
Oh my God.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to come up with.
It's hard to come up with content.
There's only so many monsters
out there. But this is brilliant. Yeah, that's true, right? There's only so many monsters out there. You got to start making shit up. Yeah. Now it's a full-blown drama about a couple of overweight hillbillies that run around with a shaky camera. It has gotten ridiculous. And I found an episode that I just can't even wrap my head around how anybody would be sitting at home and believing any of this. But you know that there are people who are fully convinced that Mountain Monsters is a scientific show based in fact and reality. But without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As I do like to do.
And I came up with what I think might be the best Mountain Monsters
yet. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
The boys are getting kidnapped, Chrissy.
What?
We're going to take a ride with them. You know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And Chrissy and I are very grateful that you decided to spend some time with us. And since we've been doing all the talking, we think it's your turn. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the Contact Us button, and send us a message. Comments, questions, concerns, and content ideas, they're all taken right there at the TCB Podcast website. You can also send us a text message, 661-237-8296. That's not a spam text message line. You're sending a message straight to us, and we will respond. So go dial us up, 661, the word best, the number 2, the word Y-O-Y-O. If you want to see a whole different side of the commercial break, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check out our full episodes in low resolution 8K video format. And while we're talking, Chrissy and I love to do the show, and we want to keep it coming free and frequently to you. So do us two small favors if and when you can. Leave us a rating or a review on your favorite podcast player. And if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use those specialized URLs or codes. We leave them in the show notes. They're all on the website. The more sponsors we have, the less angry our spouses are that we spend all this time together. Let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Ah, this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Hey everybody, want to thank our brand new sponsors, American Musical Supply. And man, would my parents have appreciated American Musical Supply when I was a saxophone player from the time I was in third grade all the way through high school, and American Musical Supply would have made life easy on my father, who had to trudge all over town looking for a freaking saxophone for me to play. If you want the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands, everything is there for beginners and seasoned professionals. Everything for the podcaster, home recording enthusiasts, guitarists, drummers, vocalists, DJs, and everything else musical. American Musical Supply also has great payment plans. They approve more people and do not require you to open up a new credit card. They only use your existing ones. Another thing my father would have loved, he paid tens of thousands of dollars for that one saxophone that I ended up losing after I left the house. With over 30 years of award-winning customer service, American Musical Supply is the place to go for musical supplies. So go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of over $100. That's AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to get $20 off your next purchase of over $100. And we want to thank American Musical Supply for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Let me just press play.
Okay. We're in Wood County, Virginia. Oh.
We're in Wood County, West Virginia, and that road team pushed all three of our guys in the back of that van. Me and Wild Bill's gonna haul ass across this field and try to get...
They threw all three of our guys. So what we're jumping into right now is that three of the Mountain Monsters crew, that would be...
Billy.
Billy. What was the other guy's name? The one with the big beard.
Crow.
Huckleberry. Huckleberry, Billy, and the other Huckleberry. Huckleberry 1, Huckleberry 2, and then... And then Billy. I don't even know what his name is. He doesn't talk.
Well, this guy's Willie.
Yeah, this guy's Willie. We don't talk to Willie much.
His eyes are crazy.
I know. Willie hasn't negotiated a great contract with Mountain Monsters yet. He's like a bit player. But what we're jumping into is they've been kidnapped. The three main characters have been kidnapped in the back of a white van, and it's all being filmed by the way. Because that's what you do when someone's getting kidnapped by gunpoint. You film it. Don't worry about that phone call to the police. It's going to be great content. Oh, guys, I'm just going to keep shooting. We need to deliver a couple episodes over there to Discover It Plus.
Let's go.
Hold on 1 second.
Let's go.
Come on, Bill. Damn, don't you feel alive?
Who said, damn, don't you feel alive? The kidnapper?
Yeah, the kidnapper. That's right. I don't know what his name is. I saw him at Craft Services a couple minutes ago. He's a real nice guy. He's got two kids and a wife. He's just doing this for money. You're going to bail him out when this is all said and done. I'm just going to shake the camera real fast in the dark, guys. What do you think about that shot?
All right, here we go.
What?
Where are we going?
We're going to go for a little ride because we have some.
Because that's what you ask the kidnappers.
Yeah,
where are we going? Like you're sitting around drinking a beer. Hey, where are we going? Taco Bell, now shut up. They got 2-for-1 shit yourself burritos.
Somebody wants to talk to you guys.
Somebody wants to talk to them.
Let's go, come on. Let's go. Me and Brother Willie need to beat feet over and get in Buck's truck and follow her.
Wild.
Man, I gotta yell, we're gonna go out a little loud over in front of their jammer that day.
The fuck did he just say?
I don't know if his name's Wild Bill.
I don't know,
Bill.
But he said it loud. Yeah. They always scream.
They scream.
It's kind of like the commercial break. Everyone's always screaming. True.
We're the only backup the team's got.
We got to catch up with him, Bill.
Kill him, kill him.
I see him now.
Stay back.
I want to get you close.
Hit the brakes.
Stay back. Stay back. They can't see your headlights if you're more than 4 feet away. They're in the middle of a dark field. They're right behind this truck that's been kidnapped. They're saying, stay back so you don't get noticed. You don't get noticed. You're the only thing for miles. You're driving a truck with headlights on it. You don't think the kidnappers are smart enough to look behind them?
What are we stopping for?
I gotta take a piss. I drink too much Mountain Dew. I'm all hopped up on White Claw. I gotta pee. I got a bladder like a 3-year-old.
Now you can have your camera back. Take the hood off. You don't know where the hell you're at.
They're
you can
hooded.
All you want. Nah,
wait, they drove exactly 15 feet down the road, and he's like, you don't know where the hell you're at? Let me take a guess. There's the camera crew, so I'm assuming we're just a little yonder down from where we were.
Then the guy's saying, the kidnapper is saying, you can film all you want, big boy.
Yeah, here's big boy.
Here's your camera back. Why is he giving him?
They're all big boys, by the way. Yeah. I don't think we should throw stones in a glass house here, buddy. First of all. Second of all, you could have your camera back.
I know. Why? Okay.
I don't know. Nothing says smart kidnapper like literally handing them a camera for evidence.
Say cheese!
The van stops, a guy gets out and comes back and gives us our camera. We must be so far out that it don't matter if we start recording, because no one's going to recognize where we're at anyway.
What? What the good fuck was that?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
We must have gone to Portugal. No one's going to recognize these three hillbillies in the middle of the woods. I think his reasoning was a little slim on that.
Yeah, it was.
If you have a camera and you're videotaping everything, including the faces and the voices.
The kidnappers, let's give a recap. The kidnappers kidnapped.
Kidnappers kidnapped.
Three.
Yeah. Three.
Three of them. One of them is maybe Wild Bill.
Wild Bill is gone. Huckleberry two and Billy. Billy.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then they've stopped now.
They've stopped.
And he goes, nobody's fucking moving.
Yeah, no one fucking move. You guys won't know where we're at. We're so far out. They literally drove 15 yards down this street.
Yeah, and they're giving them their camera back.
Yes, they're giving them camera back. Okay. There might be a method to these guys' madness. We're talking about world-class criminals,
right?
Sophisticated. Yeah, that's where you find world-class criminals, in the middle of a field in West Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Keep the fucking talking to a minimum.
Leave it to a minimum.
Leave the fucking talking to a minimum. Wow, Discovery Plus, leave it to a minimum.
What's a minimum exactly? Is that 3 to 5 sentences? How many do you want in that minimum?
Leave it to a minimum.
Yeah.
I just don't want to make anybody upset, so if we can get some clarity on that. Do you have a memo?
What you done got yourself into?
He's making a left. He's making a left right to see.
Here we go, guys. What are they stopping for?
He's on the road, but let me see what's going on.
They calm. They calm.
Man, he is a big boy.
Yeah, he is a big boy. Billy, the main character, is in the back of a white van. He's got a burlap sack over his head like the rest of them do. And he is huge.
Top.
Yeah, with that burlap sack, it just looks like one large bag of potatoes. You know what I'm saying?
We're home.
We're home.
Gotta get these right on out here.
All right, now, you guys ease on out of here. Don't anyone hurt themselves.
Don't hurt yourself. Yeah. Remember, keep it to a minimum.
That's right. My insurance premium went up ever since that tree fell on the house, so you guys be careful. You want a stool? Let me put some pillows down behind you.
Back up, camera. Back up.
Let's go check the season.
Why doesn't camera just run for help? Why is he still filming? This is so realistic.
Oh, God.
Well, I hope we meet again, guys. Right now, I'm getting led into this old creepy bit.
Boy, I hope we meet again. You guys have been real sweet to me. Can I get your phone numbers?
Follow me on Instagram.
Can I have your IG? It gets lonely out here in the woods. I'm Huckleberry number 14. Nice to meet you.
We have no idea what these guys want or what the hell they're capable of.
Cameraman, get right on in there.
We got to get to them guys.
Get in the car.
We got to sneak through the woods with all this lighting equipment. Make sure they...
We got to get to him.
Oh. Get him up.
We're going to our camera guy.
What are they going to do anyways when they get in there? Like, save the day?
You have to wait and see.
Okay.
Settle down, Astrid.
That cabin should be right up here.
Me and Brother Willie, we're recon around this cabin. We're going to get up there and put an eyeball on it. See what the hell is going on with our team member.
We're
going to
start shooting indiscriminately into the cabin and killing people.
We got to get our eyeball on it.
Yeah. By the way, what you've got is you've got three people inside, three kidnapped people inside a cabin right now.
With two kidnappers.
With a cameraman.
And a cameraman.
And a kidnapper. Two kidnappers. And then you've got two other Billies. There's a lot of Billies. You got two other Billies outside with guns sneaking up on this property because they're going to come and save the day. I'm assuming that's what's going to happen.
Go easy, guys.
Go easy, guys. Go easy. I got a bad nut. My left testicle was taken off in an unfortunate crow accident. Oh, my God. Sit down. Go easy, guys. That's how you talk to the kidnappers. Go away. What's all the fuss about? Why are you guys getting so upset?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, come
on. This cabin,
on,
it's pitch dark. They slam us down into these chairs. I can only imagine what's going to happen next.
Yep, you're gonna get it in the ass. I can only dream about what's going to happen next. They're going to lube me up.
All right. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Kicks on right in our face. You can see a mirror on the wall, and you can see a speaker and a camera. I've never seen a place like this.
Yeah.
You've never watched an episode of Law and Order? You've never seen an interrogation room? Come on, man. That'd be interesting.
A light, a mirror, and...
And a speaker.
And a speaker.
I can only hope what's going to happen next is going to happen, and I know what's going to happen, Chrissy, so here it goes.
Okay.
It looks like an interrogation room.
Why are we here?
You'll find out soon enough.
I love how it went from black and white to color.
Yeah. Well, once the light came on, then they turned off their night vision goggles. That's right. What are we doing here? You're going to do some yoga poses for my Instagram. We're starting an OnlyFans page against your will. Now, Buck, get those pants off real quick.
Hold up. Let's get back here. Well, I tell you what, why don't you fellas just sit back and enjoy the show?
Sit back and enjoy the show?
Sit back and enjoy the show.
I'm picturing like this old peep show. Where you put a quarter in.
And now Justin Bieber. And now Armie Hammer performs his one-man play called Sudoku.
Live from the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, live from the Cayman Islands. Enjoy, boys.
This whole situation is weird.
You don't say, Buck. You don't say.
Get up and walk out of here at any time. But if we want answers, we got to see what's next.
We got to watch the show.
We could literally get up and walk out of here at any moment, but I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not too good at walking. And I probably won't get very far without a Taco Bell stop. This episode of Mountain Monsters brought to you by Taco Bell. Try our no fuego sauce.
Listen.
They need answers.
There's somebody in there.
So what's going on now is the three boys are lined up in a cabin made at Home Depot. They're lined up in front of a mirror, and what they're hearing noises and behind the mirror. So I'm assuming there's something back there that's soon gonna do
reveal
something
itself
to them. Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Who's that?
It's me, Carl. What's going on, guys? Hey, Huck. I just want to give you a call and let you know that my little P's rocking it for Jesus. It's also rocking it for you. These things that you don't talk about, these weird things, we don't believe about. We don't believe any of that here at my church. But I just want to let you know, you're one big boy and you need a ride. You know what I'm saying? You need a ride, Buck. What if I drop some cash right on your front door? The picture of my little pee. My preaching penis. What do you hashtag preaching penis?
Carl, I bet Carl's a love bomber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a love bomber. You better believe it. I'm dropping bombs all over the place.
Carl is a love bomber. You know he is.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are we here?
Somebody's making a move.
To do my taxes. Is this an itemized deduction?
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Whoa, shit.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
So what you can't see, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you want to see this, what you cannot see is that out of the mirror pops a monster
like
mask.
Like a thing you would buy at Party City.
Yeah, something you would buy at Party City.
Like for Halloween decoration.
Yeah. And Buck goes, oh, shit.
Sitting. Damn, I'm sitting.
As soon as that skeleton appeared in my face and said,
ah, shit, my drawers.
I had to sit back down.
Sit down. I sat down. There's not a whole lot of things that scare me, but that did.
But a party
not
city,
a whole, like,
party city skeleton.
There's not a whole lot of things that scare me, but a $1.99 mask from Walmart gave me the runs immediately.
I'm good with Bigfoot,
yeah,
whisper
Bigfoot,
wolves,
whisper wolves,
just, anything.
The
out
lady
there
in the woods. That's right.
But
however, this running mask got me nervous. Or maybe it was the mirror. I'm not sure. I haven't seen myself in a long time. God, I got big.
Do you know who I am?
Are you Jason?
You're the guy that killed the Stonus Giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What do you want with us?
I want to make a deal.
A deal?
I need a back rub. You do my back, I'll do yours.
I need to make a deal.
I want Billy, your cameraman.
No, guys, it ain't fair.
He's delicious. He's a twink. I want him now.
Let me tell you what right now, old boy. There's no way in hell we're going to help you kill another damn Bigfoot.
I never said I was after a Bigfoot.
I'm after the all-you-can-eat Hardee's buffet. But they won't let me in since I don't have a body.
I need your help.
I need your help. Grabbing the food and putting it into my mouth. I'm so hungry.
What are you after?
I want you to go back to Lee County, Virginia. Back to the Dark Forest.
What an original name for a forest, the Dark Forest. Aren't they all dark at some point?
To capture the woman,
the woman of the woods.
He wants him to capture the woman of the woods, which...
The Party City's goal.
Party City,
demanding.
Yeah. Party City mask. Wants them to catch another woman running around in Party City paraphernalia. That's right.
The woman of the woods. The woman of the woods is someone we don't want to mess with. This team's already had one heck of an encounter with her. When we were in Lee County, she touched Huckleberry and Jeff.
She touched my little mountain man. She touched them. They got me riding the poop chute. I didn't get it on camera, but I saw it.
She touched them. Oh, my God.
She took a big old dong and put it right up Huckleberry. I saw it. It was ugly, to say the least.
And marked them for death. Jeff ended up facing off with her. His hut collapsed down on him.
and walked off with her.
Wait, the woman in the woods took off with Jeff?
That's why they keep having, you know, Jeff number one, Jeff number two.
Yeah, that's right.
Huckleberry.
Yeah, Billy, yeah, Billy
they keep
Jr.
having to replace these guys.
Well,
we lost another one.
Hi, I'm Brian from Atlanta, and I'm here to read for Jeff. I thought you had a Jeff. Well, we did. We've had a couple. But the women of the woods took him away. His hut collapsed. It's a whole story I don't want to get into, but we found his mutilated bottle. We found his mutilated body a couple miles down the road. It was unfortunate. It looked like he died. It looked like he died from constant anal beads going in and out of his ears. It's a bad scene.
Then when we found him, he's bleeding. He was covered in blood.
Whoa. Hey.
She threw this team for a loop, and she affected Jeff's mind, maybe for life.
Yep, he looks like he's been affected for life. Look at him. He's like, oh, shit, the woman of the woods.
My nemesis.
Oh, my butt already hurts.
All right, we help you get this woman of the woods. How's this benefit us?
You'll get an Emmy nomination. An Emmy nomination for Best Scientific Program.
I have something you want.
What's that?
Huckleberry number one.
A free, a lifetime pass to the Old Country Buffet. Huckleberry number one. Huckleberry number one through five.
Oh, guys, we've been looking for that guy for a long time. Quick, make the deal.
If you capture the woman of the woods, in exchange, I'll bring you those who killed the...
Oops, sorry.
Stonish giant.
The you Stonish giant.
No.
The Stonish giant was...
What did they have that for? No.
No. What do you think I am, a murderer? You think I'm a violent man?
But you...
Stonish giant.
Where the body's at.
He says he can deliver who killed the Stonish giant and let us know where the body is.
So not the Stonish giant.
If he can make good on that deal,
the person who killed him and the body of the Stonish giant, which would pretty much...
Oh, okay. Tie things up in a neat bow.
Listen, they've been looking for Bigfoot for 13 seasons. So if they can find the Stonish giant, then it's all over. We can all go home and call it a day on the mountain monsters.
Go to the dark forest. And you'll find what you're looking for.
Right down through there.
How do we know you'll keep good on your deal?
I've never lied to you, and I never will.
Have they had communication with him before?
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Never lied to you.
I promise. I promise. Pinky swear. I don't have a pinky, but if I did. How do I know? I've never lied to you, and I never will. In the 1.5 minutes of conversation that we've had, I haven't said one dishonest thing.
Yeah, you kind of did. Because you told us she was going to contact us. We sat around by the phone for months.
We sat around by the phone for months.
That's what happens with a love bomb.
Yep.
Domino's Pizza. Yeah, we'd like to get 27 pizzas delivered. Oh, wait, I gotta let you go. This could be the Stonish Giant. Hello?
Hi, Buck. It's your mom.
Mom, I gotta go. I'm ordering Domino's waiting for Stonish Giant to call. God damn it, Mom.
We've been waiting around for months.
By the phone.
Yeah, by the phone.
For the skeleton to call?
For the skeleton to call.
Okay.
He didn't even know who he was at first. Like, what? This doesn't make any sense. This is thin writing skills on behalf of... I want to see who the writers are for this.
You speak with... There are secrets you've yet to learn.
Jedi Master.
I don't know what that means,
So far, it seems like one big riddle after the next.
Right now,
I've got the solution to pie.
I've got to share it with you.
I know how to do a Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
We're playing by his rules, and I'm about tired of it.
Everything you need is in front of you.
Where'd you go? Hey!
I don't know who in the hell this guy...
Where'd you go? I'm a dismembered head. I can go wherever I want. You shithead. Everything you need is right in front of you. It's a box of 12 tacos from Taco Bell. What do you want me to do with that?
Is, but he claims that everything we need to catch this woman of the woods is right in front of us.
See that moving in that left window again?
Yeah, I see somebody moving around a bunch.
Shoot it. Kill them all.
Jeff, I had you zip-tied in front for a reason. I know you don't have no shoulder problems. When they patted Huck down, they missed a knife in the right top part of his boot.
We're getting antsy. It's about time to get out of here.
Now's the time.
Yeah, because when you pat somebody down, you don't look right in their sock. That's you. Don't worry
about the sock. No one puts a knife in there.
Just get the hell out of here.
It's actually in his pocket.
Get that one off.
Where's the camera?
Yeah, this is all being filmed and recorded for posterity's sake, Chrissy.
The answer's right in front of our face. I'm tired of these games.
The answer's right in front of our face. I want to see yours.
Oh.
Ah!
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 Chair.
Buck's lost his shit.
Buck, just so you know, they untied themselves. They had
easily,
a knife.
Very easily.
Yeah, they had a knife, so they cut themselves free. They had a knife the whole time. Why didn't they leave a long time ago? But, you know, they had to see what the dismembered head had to say. And then Buck got so upset, he threw a chair through the mirror.
Yeah.
I wonder where that mirror was made, because it came down pretty easily, didn't it?
Shattered quick.
Yeah.
What the hell? Willie, come on.
Now the other two are moving in.
What?
What?
What in the hell? Damn.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. It's a hog's head.
What the hell? Buck throws that chair through that mirror. All of a sudden, right there behind it, there's a damn hog's head.
There's a stuffed animal hog's head with some fake blood running out of it. What do you think, guys? Did a pretty good job on that one, huh? Scared you. Scared you.
I don't understand at all what's going on here.
Hey, blood coming out of its nose, its ears, its eyes. What the hell does that mean?
Whatever. Did we miss it?
Yeah, the other two just
These guys decide to burst in after all the action is over.
Yeah.
Where are they at?
Where are they at?
Look in here. Check it out.
What the hell
do you mean?
A hog head?
Dang.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we're having hog head for dinner. What's that all about? So ridiculous.
It is crazy.
We gotta figure out how we're gonna get Zach unchained.
I'm getting chained up like an elephant!
Who's that?
Are you freaking serious?
What?
Key's laying right there.
Ernest Thomas, man, look at
they
that.
Found
how'd
a key.
See that, dude?
He found a key that happens to go to the leg shackles that the cameraman is wearing. The leg shackles that the cameraman. Look at that. He just gets to take his foot out of there. It's just a chain. Yeah. On his right leg.
Yeah. Let's get out here and look and see if we can see anybody.
Yeah, let's do that. You guys see this blood?
Anybody in here?
Holy shit. I'm telling you guys, there was someone in here. He was standing right there talking to us.
Right a yonder talking to us. Let's bring in the CSI team and collect some evidence.
We never seen nobody leave. Guys, they're gone. There's nothing else we can do. We have a lot to fill you two in on.
You didn't even look outside.
No,
how can you make you claim that they're gone? There's nothing else here for us to do. Well, another case is unsolved by the mountain monsters.
Yeah, they didn't even see
it. Get away from here. I don't feel safe.
All right.
We need to go get in my truck, get out of here, and we need to find Trapper.
Hell yes, we do.
Tonight we met with that rogue team, but we still ain't been able to get a hold of Trapper. We got a shag ass out of here.
Shag ass?
I've never heard that.
I never heard that either. It's kind of a cool saying, Huckleberry.
What the hell's going on with him?
Okay, well, there you go. We have to wait till another episode of Mountain Monsters in order to finish this off. Well, Chrissy and I got a shag ass out of here, so. Oh, I love it, too. The Mountain Monsters bring us so much joy and so much fun. It's so much bullshit.
It really is.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
It's
completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all being filmed in multiple camera angles. Yeah. I can't get enough either. I could do this all day. I could literally do a Frankie B, a Mountain Monsters, and a Teresa Caputo. Yes. I could do those three at a separate podcast and feel really happy about it. Oh my gosh. Woo. Well, there you go. Maybe that guy behind the mirror was Armie Hammer.
He might have been.
He's eating the hog head back there. All right, little advice from Chrissy and I to you out there in the audience. Don't date Armie Hammer. Yes. No matter how attractive they're living in the Cayman Islands in a timeshare look.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, there's somebody out there. Somebody out there right now is probably dating that guy.
Yeah.
Because
he
is one handsome motherfucker.
I do have to say that.
Yeah.
And he's been on some shows and movies or something.
He was in The Social Network and Call Me By Their Name or something like that, where he played a gay man having an affair with a younger gay man, a gay boy, really. And he was like an Oscar contender, I think, or there was some talk about it. But, you know, once you start leaving Instagram messages that you want to eat people, your career is likely to take a nosedive.
Hightail it. Shag-ass it down to the
Cayman. Shag-ass it down to the Cayman. I see Armie Hammer being Huckleberry number 52, like 10 years from now.
Yes,
that's
I hope so.
Well, let's hope he gets the help he needs. Let's hope the women who are victims of his bullshit get the help that they need. We don't mean to make fun. We know that it's serious. But, hey, listen, you don't come to the commercial break for serious talk.
No. I hope not.
To put a trigger warning on this episode. All right. Go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find out more about Chrissy and I. You'll watch all the video. You'll listen to all the audio. It's quite simply the place to go for anything TCB. Hit the contact us button. Send us your stories. Ask for advice. We'll take it all. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, all right there on the website, tcbpodcast.com or 661-237-8296. 661 Bestio. Text us, leave us a voicemail. We're here for you. YouTube.com/the commercial break for all the full episodes a few days after they air. Clips every single day of the week. It's a whole different show. Go watch it. All right, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
So I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say.
Bye.